Roger. Nice to be in orbit.
Sun cut flat, uncovering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. Mama, you're just on my mind. Please don't put me down or get upset, I am not pleading. Or saying I can't forget. I do not walk the floor by down a bent, but yet, Mama, you're just on my mind. Say words like yes or no, please understand me. I'm not calling for you to go. I'm just breathing to myself, pretending not that I don't know. Mama, you just on my mind. When you wake up in the morning, maybe look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you. You know I won't be there. But I'd be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
And that was George Harrison with a demo version of the standard Mama, You've Been On My Mind from the Early Takes Volume 1. And this is Great Songs But Nothing Good on WFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hoping you're having a good weekend, a good week, a good existence on this temporal plane we call Earth. And we got a lot of good stuff coming up for you this week. I know I say that every week, and every past week has been a lie, but this week I'm holding true. And to prove that point, we're going to start things off with the new single from Fontaine's DC off of their forthcoming album, Romance. It comes out on August 23rd, and it's their fourth studio album in 5 years. Fifth album overall with Live at Kilmainham Jail. My Irish is very terrible. Which came out in 2021, plus Grian Chatton's Chaos for the Fly, which came out in, the internet says, in 23. So, they've been very busy, and they'll be coming through town in the autumn months. I shall be taking in their show at the Roadrunner, and I hope you make the same wise, informed consumer decision. Anyway, here's a new single from their upcoming studio album called Here's the Thing.
Intergalactic planetary, intergalactic.
Was of course the Beastie Boys with Intergalactic, and before that was Oasis, Morning Glory from What's a Story, Morning Glory. And we started off with Fontaine's DC with their new single, Here's the Thing, off of the forthcoming album, Romance, comes out in, just under a fortnight. And before I get into the legally mandated PSA, I'm going to give you my own PSA. Over this past week, I saw the film Kneecap, starring the band Kneecap, speaking of Irish culture, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. It is a fantastic film and perhaps the best example of a band playing a satirical version of themselves since A Hard Day's Night. That's right, I'm putting Help on notice. Help's okay. Okay, here is the legally mandated PSA, and it is the Blackout Emergency Preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to have a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And that was the instrumental Cordero de Dios by Carlos Cabezas, which I heard playing over the end credits of Pablo Larraín's The Club, which is a fantastic film that you should definitely check out. And more film recommendations perhaps next week. For now, let's go into a song that was later used in the film Quadrophenia. It's from the album Quadrophenia. It's by The Who. It has Keith Moon on vocals, and it makes me think of a very particular tweet by Patton Oswalt. Reverend Charlie knows what I'm talking about.
But I see a face coming through. me now.
Blowboy.
Take the lip button down.
Blowboy.
Turn the bloody baggage out.
Blowboy.
Always running at someone's ear. You know how I'm feeling. Always running at someone's ear.
Sun goes down. Texas sun. Say you wanna hit the highway while the engine roars. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. The Texas sun. Caressing you from Fort Worth to Amarillo. Well, come on, roll with me to the sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun. Oh, girl.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
That was Mr. Gordon Lightfoot with The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. 1976 was the year. Before that, we had Krungbin and Leon Bridges with Texas Sun from the EP of the same name. The 101ers featuring Mr. Joe Strummer with the Sweetie of the San Moritz from the compilation Elgin Avenue Breakdown Revisited. The 101ers were Joe Strummer's pre-Clash band. We start off with The Who, Bellboy from Quadrophenia. And let's get into the scene report as we listen to the Scatolites play the instrumental Scala Parisienne, since it is the end of the Summer Olympics. And the U.S. has topped the medal table overall with 129, but has tied China for gold medals in 40. All right, so item number one. At Deep Cuts in Medford on August 16th, you could see Sailor Down play their EP release show, backed up by Cape Crush of the North Shore. John Gaum of Snowing and Mount Worry, and me and Capri's. Doors are at 7. Music's at 8. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. It's an 18-plus show. And also that night, Deep Cuts will be debuting their local night beer. It's a wheat beer with an orange peel flavor. On the 17th, at the Jungle in Somerville, you can see Sly Fang, Dead Flowers, Schwarzkopf, and Feet. 7 p.m. is the door, 8 p.m. is the music, $10 the cost. And then on the 7th of September, we have JP Music Fest from 12 to 7 p.m. It's free. You can see many great bands, a lot of whom we've played on this show, but I'm going for time and place. On the 4th, well, this is the really important one. Number 4 here on the list, this Saturday on the 17th at O'Brien's, you can go see a benefit show for Warm Up Boston. Warm Up Boston is a radical mutual aid society. As you know, there have been a lot of sweeps of unhoused encampments lately that brutalize and dehumanize the occupants and rob them often of their few possessions. Warm Up Boston combats that with meals, funds, and harm reduction supplies, and much, much more. And if you make your way down to O'Brien's on the given date, you could see Castling, Regal Seagull, Janet Earth, and Clothesline, 8 p.m., 21-plus show, $15. And I saw Warm Up Boston doing some tabling at the Boston Roller Derby doubleheader yesterday at the Wilmington Shriners, and they do great, great work. And on the 24th of August, Warm Up Boston will be having a block party with Food Not Bombs and the Greater Boston Tenants Union from 2 to 8 p.m. on Greylock Road in Alston. It'll be a cookout. There'll be some community building. Some material aid resources will be collected, and skills will be shared. And remember, strong communities start with warm meals. But most importantly, I would like you to make it out, if you can, to O'Brien's in Alston for the warm-up benefit show, where you could see Castling, Regal Seagull, Janet Earth, and Clothesline. Once again, 8 p.m. is the hour. 21-plus is the age limit, so bring those IDs, kids. And $15 cash is the cost. Up next, I'm going to play, I always play Wedding Present. Well, I usually play Wedding Present, but it's usually at the very end. But not this time. This time, I'm going to play a live number of theirs, which harkens to the desire to go visit the Bear Republic.
Let's go to California now.
Another politician. politician caught with his pants down and money sticking in his hole. Does anyone need another racist preacher spitting in the wind and only do your harm? Woo! Star man, gone straight to the devil.
There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone, So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. And I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. And I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. And the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone. And the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
And that's the legendary Phil Oakes with When I'm Gone from Phil Oakes in Concert. Before that, we had Lou Reed, Strawman from 1989's New York, one of his many comeback albums. We had the Dubliners with A Gentleman's Soldier from Drinkin' and Courtin', and The Wedding Present with a BBC session version of California. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Before I go, I just want to remind you one more time, on the 17th of August at O'Brien's, there'll be a benefit show for Warm Up Boston. Warm Up Boston is a radical mutual aid society that does a lot of work counteracting the sweeps and destruction of unhoused encampments across the city of Boston and the surrounding areas. A tent ban was recently signed by Mayor Wu and has been used not only to demolish these encampments, but also to displace various pro-Palestine encampments that had sprung up over the school year. And Warm Up Boston combats this dehumanization, this brutalization with warm meals, funds, and harm reduction supplies, and more. And I saw them tabling at Boston Roller Derby in Wilmington yesterday. Fine work they do. And so you should come out to O'Brien's this Saturday and see Castling, Regal Seagull, Janet Earth, and Clothesline. It's all kicking off at 8 p.m. 21 plus, $15 is the cost. And then a week later on the 24th, also in Alston, on Greylock Street, there will be a block party with Warm Up Boston, Food Not Bombs, and the Greater Boston Tenant Union. There'll be a cookout with some community building, mutual aid resources, and skill sharing. And remember, strong communities start with warm meals. And I ask you to keep all that in mind, because though we may be entering a era where politics is once again feeling the good vibes, remember, it's always important to speak your mind. And if someone accuses you of being a party pooper, you know, that may sting, but remember, it means they're listening. Anyway, tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Ta-ta.